Haben Sie schon mal was gehört von Erregung öffentlichen Ärgernisses?
Es geht hier gar nichts an, was da passiert in dem Zimmer.
Ich hoffe, Sie haben es verinnerlicht.
Wir sind hier kein Sündenfuhr.
When the thought came up that we might do a love story in the first place, we thought it would be quite funny, because that would be something our friends wouldn't expect from us, you know, to go in for a love story. So a love story that's somehow connected to us and that we would like to see also. We wanted the film to start lightly and then to go a little bit deeper and have more tragic tones to it.
Your two cast members, Franz, who you've worked with before, and Lana Cooper, who you hadn't worked with before, and it came across in a sort of serendipitous way, they both have other careers. He's a dancer, she's an improvising comic, as well as many other things. I was wondering if that gave an energy to the set that may be more conducive to experiment.
Well, one of the biggest decisions we made was to shoot in a real hotel while they were running their business. There's the main cast, and that's professional actors, but everybody else you see is non-professionals, or in another way, they're professional in the hotel business, but they have almost non acting experience. And we were filming there while they were working, so they always had to do two jobs at the same time. This worked out because we choose to work with improvised dialogues. So we didn't have any written dialogues in beforehand, but we had a narrative structure that allowed us to be sure what we were aiming for, but have a little bit of freedom to react to what's going on in the hotel while we were shooting.
The filmmaking notes for Love Stakes point out that this is the first production of what you've termed the Fogma Collective.
Yeah.
But it seems to be a way of keeping the filmmaking process loose, to make sure that you make the most of what happens on set and that you use the energy that comes from collaboration.
Oh, definitely, definitely. That's I think, the two main points. I believe that film is underestimated, or being used in a way that is underestimating its powers. You know, the medium is so powerful in capturing single moments that happen only once. So why not provoke them more? Most of the acting you see in German cinema is based on a theatrical tradition of repetition. And I think that's also a cinema where the technical parameters are more important. And, you know, you have complicated camera movements. So of course, the acting has to be repeatable. But that's not what I'm interested in. So that's what we tried to avoid, to get the freedom to react to what's happening and to be able to carve out moments that happen only once. And it's very true that we wanted to have a way to work in a small group where everybody identifies with what's going on, and everybody can give what they have into it, and the collaboration was very important for us.
Where does Love Stakes sort of sit amongst the new landscape of German cinema? We don't get very much German cinema. We get a lot of French cinema, but if we get anything that's from German cinema, it tends to be the prestige pictures. It's the historical films. Does a film such as Love Stakes, and some of the other films that are showing in the season at Cambridge, are those films sort of bursts of bright light? Is the cinema-going landscape there a bit sort of staid, a bit sort of straight, and is it all prestige pictures with a little bit of invention here and there?
Yeah, well, I hope that there's something, you know, there's some little change happening right now, and I'm very happy to see more and more films that are definitely not what you would call a typical German movie. The German film landscape is a very difficult system that has many benefits, but it's also very complicated. The funding structure of German cinema is really complicated, and it's very, very much aligned to TV. So there are many, many powerful TV people in funding cinematic movies, which is I think a strange combination, because of course for TV you would need something different and want something different than you want to see in a cinema. And I think that's one of the reasons why maybe most of the German films never make it internationally, because, you know, they're somewhat made for German TV. Many, many people feel that they should be more riskful and making more bold decisions.
Ihr seid bei den Gästen, habt ihr jetzt Pause oder wie ist das? Ihr seid hier, um Leistung zu bringen. Einer hat noch Probezeit, ich glaube du, Jugendfreund. Und in der Probezeit, da macht man nicht mal einen Ausfallschritt.
You've had considerable success at festivals with the film. You've had considerable award success. Was it Munich that you won the four big awards at the Munich Film Festival?
Yeah. Yep.
Has that already led to something? Or, I mean, you've mentioned the difficulty of the funding structure in Germany, as it is everywhere in the world.
Yeah.
Do you have another project that rolls on behind it, or is it just starting from scratch again?
No, I'm very glad and very, very lucky that we as a team decided already before shooting Love Stakes that we wanted to make a second follow-up project. So we are on our tracks now, and what we want to make a cinematic series in a way. We're planning to do something that will be released online and in cinemas in some way.
And I would imagine so, because it's only one film old, but the Fogmore Collective and that idea, is that something that you're keeping with, that you're developing, that you're bringing more people into?
We had no marketing strategy in beforehand about Fogmore. The name started more as a joke between us. But so for me, the most important thing right now is that we keep doing films together in this specific team, and we are also, you know, expanding the team a little bit. But there are some other filmmakers who got really inspired by Love Stakes and were asking me if they could also make a Fogmore film. So of course I agreed, you know. I definitely I'm looking forward to see more crazy stuff coming.
Ich denke, ihr seid bei den Gästen. Habt ihr jetzt Pause oder wie ist das? Ihr seid hier, um Leistung zu bringen. Einer hat noch Probezeit. Ich glaube, du, Jugendfreund. Und in der Probezeit, da macht man nicht mal einen Ausfallschritt. Dass man ja nicht auffällig wird. Weder positiv noch negativ. Benutzt eure Stimme? Ja?
Ja.
Ja. Ja.
Das ist aber wirklich keine hawaiianische Massage mehr.